This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
And establishments and accomplishments of the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each week we talk about the news of the week, or at least one or two of the major stories, and then we have very important conversations with people. For example, today we're going to talk to the owners at Talking Breads Bakery in Pennsylvania. Pretty interesting success story there. We always have, and my commentary is aimed today at, well, I think the news and the commentary today focuses on the problems that are happening as a result of the continuing influx of how we are treating our animals, how we're treating the soil, how we're treating the air, how we're treating the birds and the bees and the flowers. Remember the old silly poem, birds, bees, flowers in the trees, moon up above, et cetera, et cetera. There are almost 3 billion birds that have become extinct. They've died in the last 45 or 50 years. Studies that have come out in the past week or two, maybe some of you have read and heard about the quality of life for birds on our planet. From 1970 to 2018, the study finds that both our country and Canada losing 1 in 4 birds that were alive. Over the past 50 years, 25% of the bird population in the Northern Hemisphere has died. Why is that? Those are billions, billions, billions of birds. The data show that this massive reduction involves hundreds of species of birds. Some of the things, you know, do you ever see a hummingbird anymore? Any kind of songbird? I don't. Not at all. The journal Science reveals that all of these problems, we've lost 29-30% of the birds, widespread ecological situation that results from using these products that we're using. You know, people say to me, well, I make more money because I can grow more corn. Yes, all that is true, but at what expense? And maybe people aren't looking down the road, the long and winding road, and I get that too, because the situation is so compromised on the farm now, thanks to too much government interference, too many big farms allowing to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Government has said yes to huge mergers, Dow and DuPont and Bayer and Monsanto. I think if the truth were told, if you get into the boardroom, Bayer wishes they never had bought Monsanto because there's nothing but a headache, all the lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, and to look at the birds where they are disappearing from, the grasslands, the heartlands, 720 million birds alone in the middle of our country, shore birds also because their coastal habitats are being changed somewhat by the rising tides, the rising currents, that sort of thing. Now, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just trying to give you a story. I start these hours with news, and the news is not good for those who are, and the critical scientific data is not good either when it comes to these studies documenting the mortality of these free-roaming birds. They're having a tough time. Climate change maybe compounds the problem. I can go through this. This, I don't mean to make this sound like a professorial pursuit. It just is something. You look at waterfowl and how many of them have gone away. Ducks, for example, dying. The bald eagle is dying, although they're making some comeback. But the pesticides like DDT that have now been banned, this is how it started, and then it's just gotten worse since then. So, whatever we can do to encourage that kind of wildlife on our farms, I think, is probably a good idea. That's the way I would put it. That's the way I'd leave it. One other thing that came out from the news this week that I thought I would pass along, this is something that could be considered by some good and by others might be considered bad. It is the story of how you have stayed healthy through much of your life, how I have, because of what goes on in our barnyards, in our barns, on our farms, the gut health that we have, the respiratory health that we have, our generation and the ones before it raised on the idea that letting our children romp around on the farm and get dirty was positive, because it is and it was, and that's why we are as healthy as we are. I certainly am an example of that, and I think completely because of being exposed to all the stuff from the animals when I was a kid. And so if this is a positive step, a medical center at Ohio State did a paper called Frontiers in Immunology, and it goes through the sort of thing that happens for youngsters raised on farms versus those lived raised in the city. The researchers looked at the gastrointestinal bacteria and other microbes of 10 youngsters from Ohio. 5 were from active farming lives, and the other half lived in the urban communities, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. Fecal samples of the subjects shown so that the children raised on the farm had much healthier, more diverse gut microbiomes than those who live in the city. And that's really the bottom line here. Closeness to livestock, exposure to things that are less sanitary, this helps to build it. It's really what shots are all about. When you get down to the bottom line, you get vaccines, you get vaccinated, they put stuff into you. The vaccine is basically sometimes the living virus, sometimes the dead virus of something that they're trying to make you immune to. That's the whole idea of it. So if you're exposed to not too sanitized environments, you're going to have a more vigorous immune system. That's basically what the study found. And the link between living in rural environments and the decrease in asthma and allergies. You know, the people that come up from the farm, they don't have peanut allergies. They're not allergic to all kinds of food. They just aren't. So there are people that are experimenting with growing microbes that come from the fecal matter of babies and youngsters that grow up on the farm. The atmosphere there creating a very unique environment that, according to the study, optimizes gut biomes in young children. As more children and families are reared further away from the farm, youngsters get sicker. So that's why probiotics have been developed. And it looks like what they're going to develop with probiotics in the future will come from things they find on the farm. So I thought that was pretty important information, and I pass it along with, knowing full well that some people will criticize me and criticize the information, but it is what it is. You hear me sometimes be pretty critical of science, for sure, but in this circle, well, I suppose maybe I'm served by it, and that's why my philosophy is served by it. That's maybe why I like it. Coming up in a few moments, as I said, husband and wife, a baking farm where they do breads, and all comes from their farm in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania, providing a wide variety of breads, all kinds of really great stuff, organic things. That'll be our focus in a few moments now. Today is World Lung Day. If you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, it's the perfect time to make sure you're properly managing the disease and your life.
Disease or COPD affects more than 16 million Americans? Hi, I'm Senator Barbara Beaulieu from Kansas. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen, Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Shayna Amsterdam joining us, the owner and baker at Talking Breads. Already I'm intrigued. Very clever. So tell us your story, Shayna. Your husband and you bought this farm 3 or 4 years ago in Pennsylvania. As I saw this, I was thinking what we did in my farm store when I was selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream. We always had something baking. Always had something cooking. And I find that that's the way a lot of people now are doing that because it makes good sense. It makes us feel hungrier. Much anything else.
It does.
Right? Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us your story, you and your husband.
So I guess I could start by saying I graduated college in 2006 and, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I got my degree in fine arts. So I knew I wanted to do something with my hands, but I decided to actually move out west as far away from Pennsylvania as I could get, and I ended up going to Eugene, Oregon, where I found a little job at a bakery there where they had a wood-fired oven, and the owner of the bakery had his own farm where he was, you know, growing some of the berries and fruits that they used in a lot of their stuff. So I just immediately fell in love with baking, and I don't know if, you know, many people know, but out west there's the local food movement is way more popular out there than it is here. It's growing, which is great.
Yeah,
but,
and is it the local boards out there, the farmers markets, the things that are, we pay attention to them on the East Coast, but they're a daily part of one's life.
Oh, yeah.
The West Coast, in California, especially Oregon, Washington.
You can get up to a farmer's market at, you know, any day of the week. Everybody rides their bikes everywhere. The way of life is just completely different out there. So I naturally started becoming more interested in agriculture and food movement. So at that point, I decided I wanted to start working on some farms to kind of learn the agricultural part of, you know, where our food comes from. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I decided to do, I'm sure you've heard of wolfing, willing workers on organic farms.
Yes.
So I traveled to a couple of different states and volunteered on different farms to learn how to grow vegetables and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I knew I wanted to come back here at some point in my life. And then I decided once I wanted to build my own business, this would be the best place to do it because there's not as much competition. So I started going to farmers markets in Pennsylvania, selling vegetables, and then I realized the market was lacking good bread. So luckily I was skilled in that trade, and I decided to start bringing bread to market, and then it just, you know, eventually turned into...
Sort of blew up from there. All right. Hold that thought. Shayna Amsterdam on being an owner and a baker. 21 after the hour.
The This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my
That's the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We are introducing you to Shana Amsterdam, who along with her husband has set up a wonderful bakery called Talking Bread. She's given us her history. We're talking a little bit about the things that are important when you are doing this sort of thing, this baking. So is your husband a farmer? You're at farmers markets. I know that. We're talking about the West Coast, the East Coast. You're located actually where? We're in Pennsylvania. Where's Shermandale?
Shermandale. It's in Perry County. We're about 30 minutes northwest of Harrisburg.
All right, so that's a great farm. Yeah, that's a great farm area. All right, but anyway, you learned how to do this on the West Coast and have brought it back here. So tell us about your farm and then the introduction of the bread and the other baked goods to your farm. I guess I'm assuming because you have a commercial kitchen on the farm that you're selling other things. You have sort of a farm store, do you?
Not right now. I'm actually working on that.
Really?
But so basically, yeah, my husband and I together, when I met him, he was working on a meat farm where he raised pastured pigs and poultry. So together we kind of wanted to figure out how we could incorporate both of our passions of farming and baking. And
I'm going to ask you a personal question because this comes up all the time in my circle of friends. How do you meet people of like interest? Like in your case, you and your husband are interested in the same sort of thing. And then they'll say, well, you know, there are all of these dating sites that are for people of like interests. And so when I hear people tell a story like you, I wonder whether it's working together. Because this is a very specialized area. It's not like you find people like this on every corner.
Well, I just say that's all pure luck, really.
Luck.
I mean, I didn't really even think that I would ever meet my partner, but he actually was working at a farm a mile down the road from me, and one of the people that worked with him, there was a girl living with me who was dating another guy that was working on that farm. We got together for dinner one night, and the rest is history.
Okay, that's a sweet story. That's a good story.
We work well together, and it's been a good journey.
Yeah. All right, so what else then we bring ourselves to your farm, the farm story. One of the reasons, there are several reasons I want to tell stories like this. the fact that younger people are getting into farming or staying into farming, when we hear the stories, you may have heard me talking before you went on the air about the problems the older farms and farmers are having, just paying their bills. So it doesn't look attractive to a lot of younger people. Why did it look attractive to you? It's refreshing. It's good to have you bring the new blood in, but how did you figure you could make a go of it?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've always been kind of driven. Well, I knew that it was always going to be really hard work, but, you know, if you love what you do, then you figure out a way to do it. And it's, you know, local food has always been important to us, and it's a risk, but we just figured we needed to be creative and figure out how exactly we could be a successful farm. And that doesn't mean, you know, just growing wheat and selling the berries. You have to turn it into a value-added product. And, you know, luckily I was a trained baker, so, you know, we just figured out how to make it all work together.
Yeah. So what else do you have on the... What else do you have on your farm? You got 45 acres in this county in Pennsylvania. What else do you have on the farm?
So my husband's in charge of raising the meat chickens. So we do pasture chickens. We raise laying hens for eggs. And we were doing pigs until this last year. We took a break from them because we had a baby. So we had
to congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
Sweet.
But, so the goal is that we rotate the chickens through the pastures, and then, you know, their poop fertilizes the land. And then in the fall, we plant the wheat, and then we harvest the wheat, put a cover crop on, feed the chickens, put to the chickens. We're trying to make it a full circle.
Full circle. All right, hold on a second. We'll spend some more time making that circle. Shayna Amsterdam on with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that subjects you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House representative is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. Right. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
The Navy says it's investigating a string of suicides of sailors serving on the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier, three happening in less than a week earlier this month. Officials say the incidents all happened at off-base locations and don't appear to be connected. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now it's time for us to sort of re-examine or continue our examination of what's going on in a small farm near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The lady who's in charge of baking, Shana Amsterdam, she and her husband actually have a lot of things that are going on the farm. I find it hard to envision wheat. I don't know why it is in me. When I think of wheat, I think of hundreds or thousands of acres of wheat, the rolling flatlands of Montana or Nebraska or even Saskatchewan and Alberta. I don't think of Pennsylvania. I don't think of Pennsylvania. How hard is it to grow wheat there? Is it like any other green crop?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What are the things that you have to deal with in order to grow the wheat for your baking?
Well, so there's different varieties of wheat, and the best variety of wheat for bread is a hard red wheat, which is a spring wheat instead of a winter wheat, which just doesn't really grow well around here. It grows better, you know, in the Midwest. So we've been working with another local farmer in the area who has been growing an older variety called Pennell wheat. And we're not necessarily sure if it's a hard wheat or a soft wheat or what it is. He's just been growing it for, I think he said, 30 years now. And it's what we've been trying to grow up here because it's been adapting a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, at this point, we've gotten a couple of successful crops but the yield is so small, and the investment is a lot. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out, is there a better variety? You know, what can we do?
Well, I would think, you know, even harvesting, Shana, would be a problem because of the equipment that's required.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought there's a lot of it in Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of farmers do grow spring wheat and soft wheat. So there are, luckily we have a neighbor that has a combine. He's the one that comes in, because we're not going to invest in the equipment until we know,
it's
financial sustainable. So he comes in and he'll, you know, we would plow, and then he'd come in and disc and seed, you know, seed it, and then he would come in and harvest it. But, you know, if he wasn't around, we don't really know if we can justify buying our own combine at this point.
Yeah.
So the growing wheat has been an experiment for the last couple years, and we want to continue to figure out how to do it. If not wheat, then rye, because we do use a lot of rye flour as well, and that does seem to grow better around here. So it's just been a learning process. So we just want to, for now, focus on what else we can incorporate into our products that are, you know, from our farm, if not our farm, other local farmers in the area.
Yeah, let's pursue that a little bit, because what you're doing is a good example, not just for people who have a smaller farm doing the things you are, but the group of farmers, local farmers. This is a very wonderful farm area in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And because there is so much pressure, bad government decisions, big guys trying to put you out of business, that sort of thing. But I'm sure that people are learning that your farming practices are such that they would prefer to get their food from you. Is everything, we use the term organic, and sometimes the government has, I think, done a lot of harm to terms like organic. But I think, I wonder how it applies in the stuff that you are making, growing, selling. What are people, are they coming to you and saying, we want organic breads?
Well, it's interesting. We get a lot of different requests. Some are more interested in the fact that it's local. Some are more interested in the fact that it's organic. Some are, you know, want only ancient variety grains, which, I mean, for our business, it's just not, we just can't offer only that. To us, the most important is getting it local, and whoever we get it from knowing what their farming practices are. They don't necessarily need to be certified organic, but, you know, we prefer farmers that aren't spraying or spraying the least amount possible. And if we can't, I mean, we do buy in some of our flour. Whatever we buy in, we usually get certified organic just to be sure that, you know, it hasn't been sprayed.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And people need to visualize that. I always reference this program as being for family farmers and family farm businesses and the locavores who use our product. I think more and more people have that image in their mind of the spray that gets used. And it may be the only way that some people can survive, because the land is so played out in some circumstances that the things that are growing there, the things that have been around that have bothered, simple things like corn borers and stuff that's in the soil, it gets there and it stays there, and it's almost impossible to get it out. And you don't even know where it comes from, like potato beetles and things.
Yeah.
Where did that stuff come from? How does it show up? Yeah.
And when you have a large plot of land that's planted with something that, you know, you could save by spraying it once, it's kind of hard to sit back and just let it die, and you lose your entire crop because you didn't.
Right.
I go back and forth. So we understand, you know, we support organic as much as possible, but we do understand, the importance of technology and...
Have you had to borrow money?
Oh, yeah.
And how easy or hard was that for you to do?
It was just a lot of paperwork. We got our loan through Farm Service Agencies, which is a USDA program.
FSA, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was very time-consuming. The process of purchasing real estate is a little backwards with them. So, you know, we were lucky enough to find a vacant piece of land that the people didn't need to get rid of right away. So they were kind of willing to work with us on, you know, the different contingencies and financing and everything we needed to go through to get it. So it was scary, but you have to be confident and you have to take the risk. And, you know, so far.
Okay. So I'm a gluten-free guy. I can't.
Oh, no.
I have horrible allergy to gluten, and it's getting worse as I get older, to the point where I can't even have a good pumpkin donut. I can't find a good pumpkin-flavored donut this time of year. So what do you do when it comes to those grains, or how do you make things? I've never understood. The gluten-free thing seems to apply to lots of different stuff, not just breads and pastries and things. So how do you find gluten-free sources?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole different business. I mean, our bakery is just infested with gluten, and we love our gluten. And unfortunately, when we have customers that ask for gluten-free, we're not the right facility, you know, to create those things, just because, you know, the flour's in the air, so it could contaminate anything that we did try to possibly make gluten-free.
Yeah.
So I know there is one bakery called, and they're called Amaranth Bakery. They're based out of Lancaster. They're 100% gluten-free, and they have pretty good products from what I understand. My husband and I don't eat gluten-free.
No.
I mean, we eat.
Well, you're fortunate if you don't have to. I don't necessarily want to. I do it because I have to, because I don't want to have the indigestion and things that go with it, and so do others who would prefer to have. It's like non-dairy ice cream. There's nothing worse than non-dairy ice cream.
Have you tried breads that are slow fermented or from stone milled flours, anything like that? Because, you know, the process of making bread, I think, at least from what I believe, is what it might possibly be affecting people's digestive systems, because most bread that's made today is, you know, it's a very quick process, whereas bread is naturally fermented if you do it the proper way.
No, I've not heard of. I've not even heard of that. I'm a cow guy, so I'm not one who gets into the understanding of what's on the produce side of things. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I asked you, because it is something that is on my mind. And then the more you talk about it, it's kind of like you buy a red car, and every car you see going down the street is a red car. So.
Yeah.
You know, I have a gluten-free, I have an allergy, and so I talk about it, and this is very instructive. I'm going to have you pull up a little bit more information in just a moment. We're continuing our conversation. Shana Amsterdam is here to help us all out on the American Family Farmer, all about food and the farms, that sort of thing. Speaking of that, and the organic pursuits that we like and we are supportive of, organic fruits and vegetables need to be in your diet every day. But I know, and you know, that you're not eating enough of the right fruits and vegetables. Just not. I know you're not. So here's a way to get the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, into your system every day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. That's it. I'll repeat the name. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Switching to an organic diet, reducing your pesticide intake by 90% is the way for you to live a healthy, happy, natural life. And this is a health, anti-aging, rejuvenating superfood. Here's a story of a fellow who's 84 years old, looks like he's 54 years old, and he attributes it to making sure that everything that he eats is organic. And that's why this Texas superfood thing has struck a bell or a chord with so many people. Your grandmother says, you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables there, Freddie. Well, you can go back to your grandmother. As a matter of fact, maybe for Christmas you buy her a bottle of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Comes in capsule form or powdered form. You will love the impact of this. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Making this a part of your daily routine, nothing but sense, makes nothing but sense. And I know that every time I take the powdered form, put it in a drink of Texas Superfood, I'm getting all these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Check out all their products. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag sales event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Don't forget, you can find good new information episodes every week in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The current podcast, good news for American family farmers about trade opportunities in England, Scotland, and Ireland because of the new trade deals. And then on the podcast, we have Lucille Benoit on, who's written a book about cows. It's a wonderful novel. She's been around cows like I have most of her life. I actually met her last weekend in an event here at my farm. She was very bright, and the book is called Combos. Like, hello, Combos! Combo, yeah, calling the cows. That's exactly what it is. Fictionalized stories that she's written about dairies and farms. It's a cool book. It's a cool conversation. And so if you want to opine with me, do it. It's a regular weekly thing. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, the podcast. A few more minutes here with Shana Amsterdam, her farm in Pennsylvania. So the whole business in 60 seconds, a bakery is the future of the farm, the local farm that wants to sell its products.
Bakeries just I think having a commercial kitchen on your farm is the way to go these days because you can do so many if you get that license. I mean, it's a large investment, but it just makes sense in today's world to, you know, figure out what your niche is and go with it. But, well, you know, that you should evolve making a value-added product. And
it's all about sustainability anyway today. It's a sustain, and it comes in different forms depending on your age and your acumen. So I guess that you've given us a lot to think about here. I don't guess. I know you have. Shana, good luck to you and your husband and your new child on your farm there in Pennsylvania. Shana Amsterdam here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello,
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The American Family Farmer, a reminder about the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We talk in the most recent one, always again, there's agricultural news. Then I focus on the Chinese and how they're buying more and more farmland and the speculation that they want a larger chunk to control a larger chunk of our food supply here in America. So there's that story. You want to get the background of that? Didn't hear the show? Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Then we meet the twin brothers. This is a fascinating conversation between Matthew and Joseph Brugger of Upstream Farms and me. These two kids are third generation farmers, still believe in their grandparents' dream. I feel the current world of agriculture isn't the link to living a life of passion and purpose on the farm. So as young agriculturalists, they tell the story for all of us to hear about the current, well, I guess you would call it the new narrative of what modern agriculture is and could be and ought to be. So I'm for that. I'm for what they are doing because I love the tradition of the American family farm. What's there? I've been visiting a lot of farms in New York and Vermont lately. I think this particular podcast has me opining on the decline of farm income, how it's gone down. The big companies are just doing what big companies do. They're doing what they're encouraged to do, and that's get bigger and bigger and put the smaller guys out of business, making it very difficult. The amount of dairy attrition in New England or all over the country is pretty scary stuff. It really is, and I'm not one who uses that term lightly. It is scary to see what, and one of the auctioneers I talked about not long ago going to an auction, the auctioneer is decrying the prices he's getting for a lot of the stuff because people don't want to spend a lot of money because they don't have a lot of money. And he said, what's going to happen? Where is our food going to come from in 50 years? And I've asked that question on the air any number of times. It's a sick reality. All right, here's something that's kind of fun, or at least something that's practical. Maybe that's where this comes from. The troubled dairy industry. One of the things that people have had a problem with on dairy farms this past year because the temperatures have gotten so high, or in reality, a lot of the farms that are huge, 5, 10, 20,000 cows are down in the Southwest where it's hot all the time. They have to ship in all the feed. I don't really understand why they are there, frankly. They ought to be where there is better access to feed instead of hauling it all in. But it's just, you know, it's one of the crazy quirks. There are 9 million dairy cows in terms of where we are, where we were. And one of the problems that cows are having is in terms of producing more milk is the heat. And so there's a study on ways to cool down cows. You can't really put air conditioning units into a dairy barn, but the temperature's going up as they did. The average temperature in some of the farm areas was 95, 96 degrees in July. Milk production went down 8 to 10% in just a week. And that's, you know, if you're milking only 120, 130 cows, that's really enough to get in the way of your being able to survive. Prices are bad enough. But when they go down because of the heat and that sort of thing, cows actually produce, from my experience, they like it best between 45 and 65 degrees. Milk production starts slowing down when the thermometer rises to above 80 and gets worse the hotter it gets. That's, again, I don't understand how it is that Dean Foods and these big dairy co-ops are building up the area. They saw Dean Foods had a decrease in stock value, 67% this year, mostly because of the way they're running the business. But it's because, in fact, there was less milk around, and they had to pay more for the milk. They're a victim of their own. Their demise will come because of the way they ran their business, just like every other big business. So a lot of the farmers, I saw one guy in Vermont spending $6,000 for fans and that sort of thing to try to keep the cows cool, because you have to deal with it. And some of the areas, again, the Southwest, it's hot all the time. They aren't even in dairy. Everybody's milked outside in the heat and the humidity. It really does affect the quality of the milk. It does. And the quicker we realize what we're doing to ourselves and our business, our industry, if you will, in terms of dairying, the better. I hope we can get to it and realize it before it's too late. That's my thought. That's my commentary. Keep your cows cool. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.